Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is a continuation of the theme of the last two Mishnayos in Perek Aleph, which discussed all the Perote Machshoves HaPoislois U'mefaglois based on the model of what we had earlier in Maseches Vachim. Here, the Mishnah is going to discuss one exception to the rule, which is unique to Korban Mincha. HaKoymitzes HaMincha, he did the Kmitzes HaMincha with the Machshov HaPoislois, Lechol she'oreo lahakte kum tzolomocha. It's poiselos because chutz lezmanoi. I'm sorry, it's mefagelos because chutz lezmanoi. It's not poiselos. Moide Rabbi Yosi bezeh shu pigel v'chayoven alav koris. Now, it sounds poshut. He had a machshova of haktoro ur achilo chutz lezmanoi. L'chor, it's a machshova of mefagelos. Rabbi Yosi is coming lafuke something. He's coming lafuke the next case. What happens if it's a machshava to be mefagel to of chutzel's money on the koymitz of levoino on that Rabbi Yosi I'm apostle of emikaris? The truth is that this is mentioned in Perek Aleph. The Mishnah b'stama was going with the rabbanon, but here the Mishnah is going to go into a shakel v'taya that Rabbi Yosi was chelik on that specific case, and Rabbi Yosi holds that a machshava b'shas the kmitza on the levoina, heyos levoina, the aktor of levoina is something separate. It's part of what has to be muktar, and it's ma'akiv in the mincha. But lemaisa heyos, it's a separate maisa aktora. Samil doesn't go into the lechel shiorel. V'chom maimrim, which we understood till now, pigul v'chayom and love chorus. Now let's see a shakel v'taya. Omru lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yosi, Ma shona zu, why is the koimitz, which remember by a korban, by a zvicha, is bedoimit to the shchita? What's the difference between a koimitz al menas that the haktora, the achilas mizbech of tomorrow, which is on something else, and that doesn't schlep it into a machshavas posel, b'shas the koimitz, because it's something outside? Why is that different min a zevach, where he's doing the shchita today, and he's mechashev b'shas shchita to be makriv the same thing, the emurim of tomorrow. It's not part of the zrikas adam. The shchita and the zrika, you could say the shchita takes out the dam, the zrikas adam is a hemshech of that, so that the two plug in. But according to Rabbi Yosi Lecher, the same relationship that you want to create between the koimitz of today with the haktorah of the levoina should be also true legabi the aktoras chalom ve'emurim. Omalahem, she'azevach domoi uvsore ve'emurov echod. We see it all as one mitzius. It's a chiddush, because there's definitely two marochas in a carbon, which we've stressed a lot of times in Maseches Vachim, is that the first chelik of the carbon is the avodas adam, l'moshul, machshavos of shaloi lishmo, are in the marocha of avodas adam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. Pigul is an interaction between two marochas. There's a marocha of achila, achilas odom, achilas mizbeach, achilas koinim, achilas bailim. All the achilos are not ma'akif in the ritzur, in the kapara of the carbon. It's a separate. The avodas adam is matir the carbon la'achila. Again, achilas odom, achilas mizbeach, same thing. A machshova of an achila, which is shaloi kedin, hein shaloi b'mkayim, shaloi b'zmanoi, creates that paslus that the korban is nifsal mishas the machshava's pigul. But less man the polig that the marocha of avodas hadam is separate than the avoda of the achilas adam and the achilas mizbech. Dosh teit in the Mishnah that no, the dam is shaykh to bosa ve'emurim. Now, one place really where this is Etzor Rabbeinu, Bibrisk, is in the Zrikas Adam. We mentioned this in Zvachim. The Zrikas Adam, besides for being a Meratza, a Mechaper, which is the first part of the carbon, which is Ma'akiv, Yotzi Dechavosa, or not, there's also that's an Achilas Mizbeach. So it could be that itself defines Dam as together with Basar and Emur. And that's why Domiv Zari of Emur Vechot, and that's why they all factor together Legavim Machshavas Pigel. We'll also pull in the fact that it's really Talin and Machloikis. But we pass in the din of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua of Emein Bosor Ein Dam. is that b'shas the zrikas adam, even though the zrikas adam is mechaper and that's ma'akiv, the achilas od machilas mizbeach is not. But if there's no b'shas the zrikas adam, there's no possibility of achilas od mizbeach. Everything became tome already. Everything was yotza already. So then the zrik is not chal. So you see that the zrikas adam and the bosa ve'murim are intrinsically tied up, and that's why they link to each other to create the virus known as machshava mefagelas to pass the carbon. Zokt Rabbi Yosi, ulevoyne eina min ha-mincha. Levoyne is not part of the mincha. So the Rav explains this by Richus. Levoyne is definitely min ha-mincha. Not only that, it's ma'akev. It's more ma'akev than the bosor and the emurim. Rabbi Yosi over here is mechadash a new vort, and this is a very, very important vort for the whole understanding of pigel and other related subjects in Zvachim also, but it's nizgala over here. The Lashon of the Rav is, which comes from the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosi Sova ain matir mefagel samater, which means like this: the relationship of Bosor and Emurim to Dam is that Dam is a matir on the Bosor and Emurim. The Bosor and Emurim is a toitzah of the Chalois, Ritzin and Kapara in the carbon, which is Avodas Adam, and it's also matir Achilois, Achilos Adam and Achilos Mizbeach. So the relationship is matir nitir. The pigul has to be chal b'shas the avoidu hamateres, and it's chal b'yaches to a machshove in the nitar. That's the way pigul works. That's the way pigul operates. Over here, the relationship between the haktoras hashirayim and between the haktoras halavoyne is not a matir with a nitar. It's true that there's no haktoras levoyne without haktoras hashirayim. Both of them are ma'akiv, but it's not one is a matir and the other one is a nitir. Both of them are matirim. The haktoras halavoyne as well as the haktoras hashirayim are both matirim of the achila of the mincha. So heyoist, there's no relationship between the two of matir and nitir. That's what it means, levoyne einem in ha-mincha. It's not tolui in the matir. Doesn't have that relationship with the kmitza shirayim. So b'shas the kmitza of the korban mincha, you can't think. That's not a matter that you could pass up machshavas pigul the nitir levoyne, because it's not a nitir. It also, it's not part of the same ma'isa. That's what the mission is being madgish. Levoyne einem in ha-mincha, it's not part of the same ma'isa. Two separate ma'isa aktoros. So merely it's not a matter, and it's not part of this ma'isa materis. Therefore, Pasha doesn't have that din. Lamaisa, it's not accurate to say that the Levoina with the Kmitza Shirayim are two totally separate things. Lamaisa, they're hooked up a Kli Echot. They're all hooked up together. You could say that each one is a Matir, but they definitely have a Shaykhs to each other. They're Muktar and Biyachat. And that, the Gemara explains over here in the Sugya and Daf Yud Gimel, is the reasoning of the Rabbonon, they're arguing to B.I.C. There was a maskim that the dynamic of pigul is matir and nitir, except that they hold that that's only an issue, and we'll see that in Mitzvah Hashem Mishnah Hei Legavi Kivsa Tzes. That's the famous example of ein matir mefagelos as hamatir, but that's not true over here, because that's only when you have two separate things. Over there it's talking about Shnei Kivsa Tzes, the relationship of one to the other is two separate shchitos, kabolos adam, zrikos, and akrovos. So what does one have to do with the other? If he's b'shas avoida on one, mechashiv mefagelas, on the other one, lekarv zalzeh. That's why there's no pigle over there. But over here, since they're part of one maisa hamateres, so a chelik of the maisa hamater in the other chelik of the maisa hamater, because they're hooked up together, that will be pigle. That's the reasoning over here of the Rabbonon. The Rav explains all this by Richus. Mishnah Beis. Shochat shnei kvosim, lechel achas min achalas lemocher. We're talking here about the carbon shtei halechem. The shtei halechem were two lachmim that were brought on Shavuos, and the carbon consists of two parts. That's a process that everybody's bekant with, that we start out with the carbon that's Michael Behema, the carbon ha'omer on the first day Chol HaMoed of Pesach, and that goes, that's tkufas sviras ha'omer from the carbon ha'omer until we culminate Mincha Chadosh El Hashem to Shtei Alechem. So that's bakant with all the inyonim of that are brought in the Svarim. What's the nature of the korban is the Shtei Alechem together with the Shnei Kvosim. Now the Shnei Kvosim is what's called It's Shalmei Tzibur. It's the only Shlom that's brought by a Tzibur. So we have the Mishnah in Eizim Mekoimon that it's interesant. It's different than every other Shlomim. The Zvikas Adam is that of a Shlomim. But Lamaisa, since the Korban Tzibur, so the Torah was Kaveh Chiddush that's Kodesh Kedoshim. Achiloson is Lezichre Kehuno Liyem V'Layla. That's the Gabi the Kvosim. The Lachmim certainly are only mutarim to Kohen, it's only Yom V'Layla, because it's like a mincha, so it's a Yom V'Layla, it's Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, one thing is not clear, because in Pashas Emor, there's another Asoro Oilois with the Chatas that's brought together with the Shalmei Tzibur that are the Matirim on the Shtei Halachim. But Lamaise, it's clear that the Torah was Kaveh Marechet, a program of Matir with Nitir between the Kvosim with the Shtei Halachim. The Torah also says over there, in that parasha, that there's a Chiv Tnufa on the Shtei Halachim with the Shnei Kvosim. So that's clear. You see, the Rav brings it over here also. It's Avekestelt, the Shtei Halachim with the Shnei Kvosim. Now, the way it works is that the Shnei Kvosim are the Matirim, and the Shtei Halachim are the Nitorim. What's the... There's no Maisa Kmitza on the Lechem that's Matirit L'Achila. What makes the Chalois that becomes Heter, the Hakrova of the Shnei Halachim, is the Matir of the Shnei Kvosim. The Maisa, the Rav is also in the Siach of the Kasha, but what he says is a little bit difficult. The last line, when the Rav's explaining the din of the Kvosim being Matir the Shnei Halachim, he says, V'shak Kvosim, Shalatzeres du Musafim Ninu. L'Chai is referring to these 10 Oilois. And he says, those are Korban Musaf, and a Korban Musaf is always an Oila. L'Maisa, you see in other places, the Mepharshim point out the Rav Ishver, the Rishash over here, and the Mepharshim on the Rambam, is that the Korbanus that we just mentioned, the 10 other Kvosim, is a Korban Taka for the Shtei Halachim, but it doesn't have Matir Niter relationship with the Shnei Kvosim. Musafim? You look in Pashas Pinchas, there's other Musafim on Shavuos, Ayin Shom. Al Kaponim, so we have over here two Korbanus, where the two Korbanus have Shtei Lachmim, that are Toloi as Nitorim, Al Yidei the Kvosim. The Shaila is, if you could look in the Marechet of Psule Machshova, as each keves with each lechem as a separate thing, one's the matter of this specific one, and one's the matter of the other one. And then you could divide legabe. Let's see how the Mishnah says it. To the Mishnah, Shtelzois the case, Shochat Shnei Kvosim. However, Lechol Achas, the Machshova was that one of the Chalois, Echod Min HaChalois, Lemocha. That he's going to eat it Chutz L'Zmanoi. Remember, Chutz L'Zmanoi is a Machshova Mefagelis. The other case would be Hikdish Shnei Bozichin. Here, when we're talking about Shnei Bezichin, we're talking about the Lechem Aponim. The matter of the Lechem Aponim was the Shnei Bezichin, described in Pashas Emor. That being said, he was Mechashev B'Shas Aktor Shnei Bezichin, and the Lechem Aponim is also a Korban Mincha, so it's also Yom V'Layla. So he was Mechashev Lechel Echod Min Hastorim. There are two rows of Lechem Aponim, six and six. And he was Mechashev to eat one of them, L'mocher, Machshev Es Chutz L'Zmanoi. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Oiso Hachalo, the Oiso Haseda Shechishav Alov. He was thinking about the left Chalo. The two Chalos go together. But he divided in his mind. He was going to eat one Lamokha. So the Machshava is Chal, the Machshava HaPoiseles, HaMefageles, is Chal Biyachas to that Chalo. And it's Chal Biyachas to that Seder of Lechem Aponim. And then Memela, the Hasheni, the second Keves, the second Seder, the second Chalo, is Posel Ve'in Bekoros. The Machshova HaMefageles is not Kever the Shem Pigel, except in where he was Mechashev. He divided something which is ostensibly one thing, the Shtei Lachmim, or the Shnei Sidri Lechem Aponim. He divided them up, so then they become two things, the Gabi, the Kviyah Shem Pigel. So one is Posel, and one is Pigel. Now one thing is clear, is that there is Pigel, And the shal is only whether the machsheves hapigel is kaveh the chalois cheftza of a dova mufugeles on one lechem with the second lechem, one seder the other seder, but less man the pogel is a machsheves pigel here. However, if he was mechashev not shochat shnei kvosim the way it's mavu in the Mishnah, but he was shochat keves echod lemaisa, you need both kvosim to be matir both lachem. We don't see one keves klapi one lechem, one keves legabi the other lechem. So you need both kvasim to be matir shtei halachmim. If he was mechashiv only in one keves, that's what's called a machshava mefagelus b'chatzi matir. Pigel b'chatzi matir is a separate noise, and that we'll see in Yitz Hashem in Mishnehei. It could be that it's not moil lefagel at all. It's not moil lefagel on both or one. It's not moil lefagel at all because it's a machshava hamefagelus in a chatzi matir. So we're talking about shochat shnei kvosim, but the machshava was chutz lizmane on one seder, so the machshava's pigel is chal over there, and that is machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. Agav, we'll mention Dove Nechmod. We just mentioned, the Rav says, that achilas halechem, what's the machshava chutz lizmane? Mochor. The Torah Lamaisa clearly says that lechem aponim l'chor yitzavoyed is Shabbos. Over there in Pashtem, b'yem ha-Shabbos yarchen, which sounds like it's only eaten on Shabbos. This is what the Rav seems to say. The problem is that there in Makayos, you look at the Tos Yomtiv, that the lechem apon was definitely eaten like all Kotcher Gadoshim, the Yoim, with the following Lilo. So you have to say maybe the Rav is Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean Dafka Shabbos, or maybe what you'll say is that the Motzi Shabbos, L'gabi Achilles Kotcher, is Shaykh to the Yoim, so that's a king B'yem Shabbos. It's only the Yarchenu that has to be done on Shabbos. Vinishviyat Dove Nechmod is that there might be a mokum over here to find the makor that there's kedusha of eating the Shabbos dikasuda, Motzi Shabbos too. And that might be a shtigl makor to Sudas Malava Malka. The Sudas Malava Malka is touched with the kedusha of the Shabbos Suda, that's Ikra Bayoim, and therefore there's an Achilas kedusha Shabbos b'Motzi Shabbos. Okay. Vinishvi, that's the machlokes of Yosi and the Chacham, whether you could see the machshavah mefagel as being chal al seder or lechem echod, without the other. A similar idea the Mishnah brings, by nitmeis achas min achalois or echod min astorm. What happens if one of the chalois becomes tomei, or one of the storm? Same idea. Yehuda oimer, shneim yetzel lebeis ha-sveifa. That's kotshim shenifsalu, and the psul is chal in both of them, she'en kovin siyim choluk. You can't divide the two lachmim or the two storim from each other. Each one is a separate entity, but they're part of one korban, and you can't have one nifsal and the other one non-nifsal. V'chacham moimim, no. Hatome bitumosoi v'ator yeochel. So clearly it's another machlek, it's not legabi machshova, but legabi whether you can see the two storim as two things, whether you can see the two lachmim as two things. There's another noisei of whether there's a bazundura koyach chalois hamatir of keves echod in one lechem and the keves sheni to the other lechem. There's a famous sugya with nafkaminis in the Gemara called Zika, a very lumdish sugya, probably from the most lumdish sugyas over here in Menachos. And the shaila is whether we see in Gidrei Matir Niter, not that it's shayich to be matir the lechem without shnei kvosim, but the actual chalois of the matir and niter, there's a zika, there's a connection, like we have in Yevamos, a chalois, a kesher between two people. You have over here between the matir and the niter in the keves and the lechem. A few more points worth mentioning over here. One is that we put b'chodo bikso the idea of the shtei lachmim, which are two entities but they're one carbon, whether the kvi is shem pigel of one is kaveh the other. Legabe Tumu also was seeing it, and the parallel that we have over here is Legabe, the Shnei Sidrei Lechem Aponim. What's interesting is, why do we have to talk about Shnei Storim? Because there's six on one side, six on the other side. Why can't we talk about 12 loaves of Lechem Aponim? And if he's Mechashiv, to be Mefagel in one, the Kviyus of the Pigle will be in one. One is Nitma, not the other 11. Why do we have to talk about Shnei Storim? Take a look at Rib Kiveg, it's not so Pashut Taka. Ken Zayin, that be'etzim, you have to see it all as one carbon, just the terus kever, the shtei lachma, that they have a yachas of a gewisse independence. They're kolach a nilosh b'fnei atzmoi. So memela, the shnei storim is only mitzad gzeh sakosuv. So memela, you have to look at it in two, and the two over here, be'echach has to divide itself up six and six, But we don't look at all 12 as separate. Each one is certainly not a separate, carbon. Another point worth mentioning over here is that kama that the noise over here of the two being one carbon, legabe tumah shneim yetzu lebeis hasefesh and carbon tzibur choluk, we don't see them as two entities. So lechayru also, if the two lachmim or the lechem aponim are yetzu lebeis hasefesh, what about the bazichin? And what about the shnei kvasim? Lechayru they should also be posel. Lemaisa, it's not so pashut. We'll see later on, this is in the fourth perek. There's a musik that we had a little bit of in Zvachim, which is a musik of tzitz miratza ala tumah. And that is that when something is tumah, a chelik of the carbon, it certainly can't be eaten, it certainly can't be hokrav al gabei mizbeach, but it could be considered enough of a kosher carbon. There's a musik of tzitz miratza, that the tzitz al roish hakohen gadol is miratza and it colors over the psul tumah, takes away from the Havoyna Tumma. We learned in Shavuos, that was the Arichus Dvarm, in Mishnah Yishavuos, in the first few Prokim, about the Marechet of Tumas Migdash Kadoshov and Psulim in the carbon, how they relate to Tzitz Meratza. Vinishvi, the Tzitz Meratza will accomplish in this instance enough that if the Shnei Lachmim or the Lechem Aponim are here, even though they're never hukrav, they're eaten. But if they're tomei l'chayru, they don't exist. No, they do exist, and they exist enough al koponim to be machshir the shnei bezicha levayno the shnei kvasim. That much is we're not going to say that the tumah wipes them off the map. So al koponim legabi the hechshir abezicha, even though in a carbon mincha, you have to have the whole carbon has to be intact. Carbon mincha, if you make a kmitza, and a chelik of the carbon is missing, so it's possible, like a mum. So over here also chelik of it is possible. It's tomei. No. The Tzitz Meratza helps for that. Another point to mention is that this idea of Shah Korban Kuloi Echod, and therefore it's Yoitzel Beis HaSrefa, we find over here, Legabe Shtei Lachmim, Shtei Sidre Lechem, Bad Lechem Panim, we don't find it Legabe Chalokim of a Korban. There's Zoyrik Dam, Ala Mizbech of a Korban, and now you have the Chelek HaHaktor of the Korban. We don't say that if half the Korban is possible, because the Tumah, that we see the whole thing as having the tumas chalm, the whole zevach, lemetzinu. The shal d'achreinim don't address this quite clearly over here, but it's a kasha. Over here, it's in the achreinim do deal with it in daf tezvav. There's a fundamental chilik over here between the kabbim mincha. It'll be nizbar mitz Hashem behemshik in the next few prokim. Then the kabbim mincha, the gedorim of the chalokim to each other, might be different than it is by zevach. That's what it would seem over here.